Okay, good morning. So this is an update of what happened in the last 6 months at CERN since the last HAPEX workshop. So CERN, still the European Organization for Nuclear Research, founded in 1954, 22 member states today. It's still the world's largest particle physics laboratory, still located at the Franco-Swiss border near Geneva, didn't move. There's today 2,500 staff members with over 16,000 users. The IT department at CERN is there to enable the laboratory to fulfill its mission. So the main data center is in Mera, a small village near Geneva. And the other center is nearby here. It's the Vigner Center then, 23 milliseconds away from the CERN data center. It's connected via no longer two but now three dedicated 100 gigabit per second links with services resources in both sites whenever possible. With disaster recovery. This is a screenshot of our public monitoring with some facts and figures if you want to know what we're up to and other side of this. So I'll start now with some updates from the storage group. So of course, in light of the AFS phase-out, we've gone through an external AFS disconnection test, which took place on the 15th of March, on 8 o'clock CERN time. The purpose of this was to flush AFS dependencies and see what happened. In fact, few sites were affected and there was very little feedback from experiments, so the plan now is to repeat the experiment and perhaps for longer, see if anyone notices anything more. More on storage, tape operations and development. Today, the CERN tape archive amounts to 190 petabytes worth of data, 49 petabytes of LHC data just in 2016, 11 petabytes just for July 2016. The team are now working on CERN tape archive, which is a tape backend for EOS, with basically a thin layer on top of the existing Castor tape server software. On disk operations, it's worth noting that EOS and CERNBox have been growing impressively with 170 petabytes worth of data, 1.3 billion files. You can see on the plot an impressive increase in the number of users. So today, 9,500 users, and that is over the whole world. More on disk operations. So the team have been working on Castor, preparing for the next run. They set up a Ceph pool for Alice, and they've brought some improvements to CVMFS. I will say no more on disk operations because Luca and Julian will be giving a talk about all this more in details this week. A bit more on storage, developments, and analytics. So on the EOS developments front, the Citrin version, they've been working on high availability and namespace scalability, as well as the next generation fuse technology. The disk pool manager, now storing 77 petabytes over 138 sites. FTS3 at CERN, where 18 million files, that is 5.7 petabytes worth of data, are moved every week. And Hadoop, where the team have been working on the high availability setup and some routine backup to Castor. They also upgraded the servers to CC7. There's been some movement there also in the Linux and CentOS area, but there we'll say no more because Ulrich will be talking about this into more details later this week. A few words about the batch service. Now, the batch team nowadays, they're working on three fronts: high throughput computing, high performance computing, and volunteer computing. High throughput computing, this is covered by today LSF and Conda. The batch team today run 130,000 CPU calls, and they're expecting to reach 200,000 by the end of 2017. They account for 650,000 jobs every day. So if you remember, not so long ago, I used to say 300,000 jobs every day, now it's doubled. Today, it's still about 50% LSF, 50% Conda, with Conda clearly on the rise. The team are actually moving major users and all the LHC by Q3 2017 to Conda. They've actually hired staff to help users migrate and to also organize some training sessions. Other than that, the team have been looking into CPU efficiency, they got better hardware, multi-core support, upgraded their servers to CC7, set up some C groups. And they're also looking into expanding the pool with underutilized machines such as disk servers. And Andre will be talking about this a bit more later this week. A screenshot of 5Mon, the batch team are still very happy with its monitoring solution. You can see here a few facts and figures. On the high-performance front, so the goal is to provide MPI shared memory across nodes, InfiniBand. This is something they intend to do with Slurm, a 5,000 calls batch system with some backfill via an H-conda to Slurm interface. Volunteer computing with LAT at home, where they run a single Boeing project covering several applications, such as six-track simulation for several LHC experiments, and where they do job management backend integrated with Conda. So Conda is really at the heart of everything. Batch wouldn't be Batch without the cloud service, where the number of running VMs is also reaching impressive numbers. So we're talking about nearly 30,000 running VMs. Last time I mentioned that they went through a hardware retirement campaign with a migration, sometimes live, sometimes cold, of some 5,000 VMs. Their default hypervisors will now run SSDs, and they're looking into moving from Nova Network to Neutron this year. I will say no more because Lewis is going to talk about this into more details later this week. Configuration management, we moved to Puppet 4, but I won't spoil the surprise. There's going to be a talk later today, actually. Databases, so SQL, Apex, Oracle Application Express, they moved to version 5 for rapid web application development. Maybe you remember that our DB team, they provide an on-demand service with MySQL and PostgreSQL instances that end users can basically admin themselves. They added InfluxDB to the portfolio. And then they performed some updates on the Hadoop service, providing some of the latest fashionable technologies. They've got some new use cases now, for instance, with the accelerated logging system, where data really mustn't be lost. So this is an interesting use case for high availability. Database applications, the team runs 560 Oracle WebLogic servers. They need to provide high availability for critical services, such as the HR-related ones. They now provide REST interfaces for Apex and PLSQL applications. They've set up some SAML 2 native WebLogic implementation for single sign-on. And they're looking into deploying the latest WebLogic on top of OpenStack Magnum. The Java web hosting service is in the process of being phased out and replaced with OpenShift. Look behind this link for more details. One last word about databases, an interesting project, which is Apache Kafka. So for those of you who are not familiar with this name, it's about distributed data streaming. The service, the point of the service is to provide some of the interesting modern facilities that such a service should provide, such as single sign-on and ACLs. And there's already many use cases, one of them being in IT monitoring. You can see in the middle of the diagram that Kafka is in the middle of this, but I will say no more because Jarkko has got a presentation on this later on this week. Another interesting component is, of course, Elasticsearch, which Ulrich will be covering later on. Security, single sign-on for trusted organizations. So there's edge gain support for thousands of organizations nowadays. CERN supports certified compliant organizations as well. There's a new further authorization service coming up. So that is to manage authorization for apps or developers developing new apps can set up their authorization this way, authorization which are specific for, roles which can be set up specifically for each applications. The security team are also working on some white hat trainings which they give regularly. So this is to do some pen testing for improving security and resilience. Tweaky is ever so popular. So this is this wiki collaboration system. It's very popular at CERN. The number of topics is still increasing. And that's possibly also because people tend never to remove their topics, these pages. So actually the Tweaky team now are going through an archival campaign. They recently updated to Tweaky 6, which provides better editor, dashboards, columns. And, well, it's worth saying that it's an extremely popular service at CERN. The main users are the LHC experiments, so it's certainly not going to go. And it's been in use for almost 15 years now. It's going to be the 15 years anniversary of Tweaky at CERN next year. There will be more talks from CERN this week, many of them. And in the meantime, I'll be happy to take questions.